The imperative rise and shine exhorts us to get out of bed and show some verve. Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. An examination of this common imperative reveals a rather uncommon history, taking us back to the 1611 King James Version of the Bible. A verse in the Old Testament book of Isaiah says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." The arise and shine part of this verse is found in 17th and 18th century Christian texts exhorting the faithful to be bold and radiate a holy light. But by at least the mid-1800s, the imperative rise and shine was seen in military and maritime settings, likely an allusion to that biblical verse. In Herman Melville's 1847 maritime narrative, O Moo, a character cries out, "Up, boys! Rise and shine! Time to get at it again!" A 1946 glossary called Royal Navalese defines rise and shine as the boatswain's mate's call to the hands to rouse them out in the morning. Some sources suggest that, in a military context, the shine refers waggishly to a daily boot polish. Rise and shine, oh, the other kind. But in everyday English, the phrase means get up and metaphorically produce some light and heat like the sun and become useful. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.